Right, okay. I just want to give you a quick demonstration of multiple object selection, whether it's contiguous or non-contiguous in the new Samplitude Access for Samplitude Pro X3 under Windows 10. Okay, for this example, I have four tracks loaded with one track one has cymbals. Track two has a snare, I think. Track three has toms. Track four has a kick. Okay, but together they all play a drum pattern, and I'll play that for you now. Okay, we won't go too far there. So, like I said, they're all separate out. We're currently on.
Track one cymbals.
So, we're on cymbal. So, if I play it and then solo it, you'll see what I
Solo
mean.
on.
Okay, so you get the
Solo
idea.
on.
And what I've actually done, if you listen to that, there is a little break in there, a little fill. And in this demonstration, I'm going to just select all of that fill on all the four different parts and paste it somewhere else. So, this is object selection on different tracks, so it's non-contiguous on different tracks. Okay, so prior to doing this, what I've actually done is split either side of the fill what I want, and I've actually named it appropriately. So let's just have a look at that.
Select next object, MIDI Rock Solid A. Press
So
Control plus
that's the
O to edit in
first
the audio.
one.
Select next object, cymbals break B. Press Control plus O to edit in the audio slash MIDI object editor. Press Control.
Right, so cymbals break B. If I go to the next
Two
track,
toms.
right, two is toms.
Select next object, MIDI Rock Solid A. Select next object, toms break B. Press Control.
So I've called it toms break B. This is important because we're gonna have to know the name in order to select it. Okay, so that's the important part. So let's do it then. Okay, so let's go into zoom mode with
Dual zoom
F9.
mode on. Bottom track, 99. Top track, two toms. Track name edit, two, one cymbals.
So I've just gone at one there to cymbals. While we're in here, I'm going to go to bar four because that's where the fill is. So by doing that, I should be able to see that the object's on the screen. Okay, so that's important. We can't select an object if it's not there. Otherwise, JAWS cannot report, the state of the object whether it's selected or not. Okay, so I'm just going to go to bar four.
M4B1T0.
It's a bit slow this at the moment because I'm having to use my onboard sound card in Samplitude so I can actually record this demonstration. Okay, so I'm at bar four. I can play it where I am. So that's the fill. Right, so what we're going to do is we're going to select the first one.
One cymbals.
I'm on cymbals, and what we do here is we press Alt and right arrow. You may hear some text, you probably will. But the whole process of this is that we're moving across to the name of the object we want to select because there's no way we can actually get there without, the object being selected, so it's highlighted, but we're actually wanting to select it. And also, an object can be named anything, so there's nothing for us to grab out of. So we presume it's on the screen, we're at the place where I want to do it, so I'm going to press Alt and right arrow.
Symbols.
That's the name of the track. We don't want that.
0 dB.
Forget that. That is
MIDI Rock Solid
the
A.
volume. And there we have MIDI Rock volume. Sorry, MIDI Rock A, I think it said, which is the first object. We don't want that. I'm going to go Alt and right arrow again.
Symbols break B.
And we're on cymbals break B. That's the one we want. So when we're on it, we press Alt and enter.
Selected objects. Symbols break B.
And it will repeat what we've got. Okay. As this is a fill, so we've selected the cymbals part, all the other parts are in line with it. So they're all subsequent tracks, but they're all in exactly the same time, in the timeline for this selection. And I've done the splits on the other one. So at this point, I'm just going to go down by pressing Alt and down arrow.
Blank.
Blank, don't worry about that. That is dependent on your zoom mode. Press it again.
Toms break B.
And we're already on toms break B. on the second track. So now I'm going to press Alt and Enter again.
Selected objects. Symbols break B, toms break B.
And it will repeat what we've got selected. Same for the next track. So I'm going to press Alt and Down because I know I'm in line with it, with the object I want to select.
Blank.
Again, forget that.
Snare break B.
Snare break B. Alt and Enter to select.
Selected objects. Symbols break B, toms break B, snare break B.
Okay, and finally, let's just do that again. Alt and Down arrow.
Blank. Kick break B.
Kick break B.
Selected objects. Symbols break B, toms break B, snare break B, kick break B.
And it tells us what we've actually selected, okay? And they're on four different tracks. And the reason, obviously, why we would name these appropriately is so we can select them, okay? A repeat of Alt and Enter would unselect it. So we're on the kick, so let's just try that. Alt and Enter.
Selected objects. Symbols break B, toms break B, snare break B.
So it only repeats the selected one, so kick has gone, so we'll do it again.
Selected objects. Symbols break B, toms break B, snare break B, kick break B.
Okay. If we wanted to hear what is selected any time, we can press Alt and Space Bar while we're in Zoom mode.
Selected objects. Symbols break B, toms break B, snare break B, kick break B.
Excellent. Right, so that's what we've got selected. I'm now going to select those objects with Alt, Shift and C.
Symbols break B, toms break B, snare break B, kick break B, copied.
Okay. And then I'm going to, I could do this in Zoom mode,
draw,
but I'm just going to go
off,
back into the VIP.
One symbols.
I've gone back to the symbols track because we're going to paste from the first track we copied, okay? And then I'm going to go to the end and paste this break in.
M5B1T0.
Which I think's at bar 6, but let's just... Yes, it's at bar 6. Okay?
M5B1, M6B1T0.
So at bar 6... I'm on the first track that I want to do. I haven't tried it on other tracks, so you might be able to do it on any track here. But this works, so I'm going to press Alt, Shift and V to paste.
Object inserted.
Okay, and it says object inserted. If we go back to the first fill at bar 4.
M5, M4B1T0.
And let's have a listen. And there's our second fill. Okay, so that is how you would select non-contiguous objects that are all in line. For the another quick example of what we can do is
draw zoom
back
mode
into
on
zoom mode.
Bottom track, AT, 8, top track, 1 symbols, track name edit, 1
symbols.
I'm
going to unselect everything.
Unselected all objects and tracks.
And then we're going to go...
2 tom, 1 symbols.
I could have done this. So I'm on symbols, alt and right arrow.
Symbols, 0 dB, MIDI rocks off, symbols break B.
I could have done that.
Selected objects.
And then I could arrow down to track 2.
2 toms.
And then done alt and right arrow.
Toms. 0 dB. MIDI rock solid A. Toms break B.
And toms break B. Selected,
selected
that
objects.
With alt
symbols
and
break B. Toms break B.
And then I would continue that, okay? For all the ones that I need. But in this
unselected
example, I just want to show you how you
symbols.
Can actually select things that are not, you know, on the same track as well. So I'm on, I don't know.
3 snare.
We'll go to snare.
Snare. 0 dB. MIDI Rock Solid A.
So I'm going to select MIDI Rock Solid A.
Selected objects. MIDI Rock Solid A.
And then I'm going to go to bar 4.
4 kick.
And then I'm going to go to the break of the kick.
Kick. 0 dB. MIDI Rock Solid A. Kick break B.
And select that.
Selected objects. MIDI Rock Solid A. Kick break B.
And then we've selected the first object on track 3 and the second object on track 4. And we could do what we wanted to do. We could add them to a group or whatever. So... that example is what's visible. And just to finish off this, is we're able to do this by moving through a track. So we could select an object at, say, bar 1 to 2, and then we could go through the track and select another object at, say, bar 20 to 21, and we could do it on whatever tracks we want to do it on. And those objects will stay selected for us to do something if you wish to do it. The fact that they may not be on screen won't affect the fact that, you know, they're actually still selected. But remember, JAWS can only report on what it sees on the screen. Okay? So that's something to bear in mind.